Then you have given to us a vivid description of the destruction of the city. Will you notice what he says in verse 4? He says, "The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them." The siege of Jerusalem under Nebuchadnezzar was a horrible thing. The people suffered inside the city. Instead of surrendering, why, they helped out and would see the little babies just die because the sucking child had nowhere to go. It was a terrible way to kill the children. You know, Shakespeare has a very vivid description of that. He has Lady Macbeth say this, "I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums and dashed the brains out had I so sworn." I tell you, that is a bitter, awful thing. And do you know that abortion today is murdering children? That's exactly what it's doing. So don't point your finger back here when we see in a moment the terrible thing that these people did. And notice what happened to them in verse 5. "They that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills." You see, they had lived in luxury. They had big supermarkets in that day. And now the shelves of the supermarkets are all bare. And they do not have all of the conveniences that they once had. In fact, they don't have any at all. What a picture. Have you ever stopped to think what might happen and could happen to the place where you live today? And if America continues the way we're going, look in your supermarket. The shelves are groaning with food. But suppose all those shelves were empty next week when you did your shopping. You'd hear a howl go up in this land, let me tell you. And then we couldn't push a button and the lights had not come on. We couldn't turn a switch. We'd have no heat, or we'd have no air conditioning, and there'd be no gas for the automobile. I tell you, we'd be a helpless people. That's what happened in Jerusalem. I tell you, God was judging them. And he says, "For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her." Now, God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. But God judged Jerusalem worse. Why was that? Because the sin of Jerusalem was worse than that of Sodom. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of homosexuality. That's an awful sin. But let me tell you something that's worse than that. It is for you to sit in a church pew and hear the gospel and do nothing about it. And that'd be true of some of you listening to this broadcast right now. Jesus died for you. God is merciful to you today. And you turn your back on him. And when God judges, your judgment will be worse than the heathen in Africa or out yonder in the islands of the sea. A great many people say, "What about the heathen out there?" You don't worry about them. You worry about yourself. What about you? I'll tell you this. Your judgment will be worse. God makes it very clear here that that is the thing that will happen. Now, will you notice? He says, "Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire." Boy, they looked good, didn't they? My, I tell you, today religion looks good. We all got new churches today, new buildings, and we've got that nice Christian education building. We have a place, you know, to play volleyball and a place to play basketball. And we got a baseball team and we have a nice banquet room where we have banquets. All looks good on the outside. Now, a Nazarite was one who took a voluntary oath. And there were many that did it. They'd get complimented. Look good, you know. But it was all on the outside. Their hearts were not changed. Now, it's wonderful to have all these things. I'm for any church having all that it can possibly get. I'm not opposed to all this. I love these new churches. But I want to tell you, it's tragic when the people on the inside are not new creatures in Christ Jesus. They are still doing the same old sins. And that's the picture that you have here. But now their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. What a picture.